The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Ed Funston with KILR Esterville and Shane Vanderhart. Ed, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Senator, thanks for being with us today. And I ask first your reaction to President Biden's decision not to seek re-election, and also Vice President Harris already securing enough delegates to become the Democrats' nominee for president.
Well, naturally, asking a Republican, you kind of look at what's it going to impact on the upcoming November 5th election? How does it affect Trump? And I think this last 4 years has been so horrendous from some very major policy issues, and I would say policy mistakes that they made. And I'll name two: cost of living and the border being open and 8 to 10 million people illegally entering our country, that it really doesn't matter whether it's Biden-Harris or Harris and somebody else. I think this country is turning to Trump based upon the bad policies that this administration has. And so I'm not going to worry too much about who our opposition is or whether the president did the right thing by not running for re-election. The issues are on our side, and I think that that's what we should concentrate on, and that's what I'm going to concentrate on. Shane.
Yes, now that Secret Service Director Cheadle resigned, what do you hope to see from her successor?
Well, if you're asking me to come up with three or four names, I can't do that. But
No. What kind of action would you like to see?
Here's a bill I'm putting in, and I'm putting it in as a bipartisan bill with a senior senator from Nevada, and that is to make sure that the Secret Service position has to be confirmed by the United States Senate. And I think that will give more attention to the qualifications of the job. And hopefully we don't run into the situation like we've had now. And we tend to think that this is the most recent Secret Service screw up. And maybe it's the most recent as far as killing a candidate or a president. But we've had screw-ups by the Secret Service in the past. Some of them I've been investigating, and I'm resurrecting a bill that I introduced maybe two or three Congresses ago that didn't get any attention, and I'm reintroducing it now, and hopefully with the screw-up, particularly of her not being able to answer any questions yesterday, as something that needs to be done to make sure we get better people in that position in the future. Ed.
On that same line, as the investigation continues into the attempted assassination of former President Trump, what are the questions that you most want answered as this investigation goes on?
I think the one that would have been more safe for the president or for candidate Trump was why there wasn't more attention given to the roof of that building that the shot came from. I got staff investigating it, and maybe we're going to be able to release some stuff that our investigation shows that the public doesn't know about. At least I hope that we're gathering some information. And one of the things that I learned, I suppose there's a general feeling that government isn't transparent enough and we try to cover things up. But it really came out yesterday at my town meeting in Webster City, where my constituents are concerned that we're not going to get all the information out. And you know my approach is that transparency brings accountability and things of that nature. Shane.
Yeah, you said that you're not concerned about the opposition as far as who President Trump runs against. Questions have been, or people have been calling for President Biden's resignation from office now that he says he's not going to run for re-election. Do you agree, disagree? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's a very personal decision, and only he can make it. And I'm not going to call for resignation. It's just something that should be done. I know a lot of my colleagues are saying he should resign, but I think that we need to, that's just a personal decision with him. Ed?
Senator, you along with Governor Reynolds and the rest of Iowa's congressional delegation have sent a letter to U.S. Act Secretary Tom Vilsack saying that federal disaster programs need to be improved to help farmers. What changes are needed in your mind?
Well, the immediate one connected to the floods of northwest Iowa is the fact that a lot of pasture land has been ruined by the mud that comes to the fields, and so cattle can't graze, and there may not even be fences. And we're trying to get CRP opened up for emergency haying and grazing because of the crisis for cow-calf operations in northwest Iowa connected to the flood. Shane, you'll have the last question.
Yes, you recently posted on X that you're happy about President Trump's choice of J.D. Vance's running mate. What in particular makes you support that choice?
I think that just think of his background. A father that ditched the family, a mother that was on addicted for a long, long period of time, now free of that addiction, being raised by a grandmother, all of those things, I think tells me he's got a heart for the people in this country that are hurting. And I think that sort of background is very important for public service. Thank you very much. See you next time you're on here with me. Goodbye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks, Senator.
Thanks, Ed and Shane, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.